Welcome to another I'm Adopted podcast. And I'm here today with you. It's Alex Kuch, not Alex Gilbert, because he is currently away in Russia on a very special and important mission. He is talking to civil societies, nonprofits, and other organizations like I'm Adopted, and he's also meeting with the Russian government. And hopefully, if everything goes well, he'll have some very exciting news for you for some very good collaboration between I'm Adopted and the different organizations there, especially with helping to find people's family who were adopted from Russia. So I'm really looking forward to his trip and seeing all his footage, his crazy stories like meeting his birth father again and everyone else there. And if you can hear all these funny noises in the background, it's a summer's day in New Zealand. It's an early evening. It's approximately 6 o'clock local time, and it's still light on. It's still light here, and we're at a local beach. We're at Long Bay Beach. Yeah, I've actually got a very nice background noises of the local birds. You can hear them all. I don't even know all the names. So you'll hear all the exotic New Zealand birds. And if you're really lucky, you might even hear the waves. Because I'm literally about 400 meters walk away from the beach in a sunny summer's evening. So what am I going to be talking about today? Well, we've covered a lot of ground recently in the podcast, but a topic that I think is very important to mention, especially with the National Adoption Awareness Month, is what are some topics that adoptees don't talk about that openly, and what are the perspectives? The first thing that comes to mind is what are some adoptees or even people they don't want to talk about, or people always feel, you know, nervous on the views on adoption because it can be very polarizing. That some people write, say, adoption is the best thing ever, and there are no faults with it, where others say it's completely bad. And you can see it in the online chat groups if you've been part of any. I certainly have. And what's important about that, about the different views on adoption, is in my personal experiences, and it's my personal view has changed as well, is that I find it very important to have a moderate view, where I'm still coming from a position that I think adoption is a great experience, but it has to come with everyone involved with the right intent, which is ultimately keeping the best interest of the child in mind, which is why I'm so supportive of the I'm Adopted group and organization, because that's what I'm Adopted is basically about, is, you know, allowing people to share about their adoption experiences, but also focusing with a positive perspective. And, yep, as you can hear, some New Zealand birds in the background, very unique. So what's very important for people is to discover their own journey, which is very prevalent in the National Adoption Awareness Month, which we're currently in, still in November, which actually has been very, yeah, which I think it's important for people to reflect on their own journeys, which I certainly have done with the different ups and lows that you have in life. And also to look at what does actually adoption mean for the wider community. It's got so many different meanings. I've met people that it meant the world to, they've really, you know, really changed their lives for the better. But I've also met people that were really challenged by adoption, and they have lots of areas that they believe could be improved about adoption to make it a more positive experience. And topics that keep coming up, that's another topic, a lead-on topic on adoption, is the topic of identity. And I'm not just talking about the cultural identity, but I'm talking about people being curious about where they were born, the country's history. And there have been adoptive parents have denied some adoptees that information, where a lot of experts say it's actually important for people to learn about their country's history or their culture. They don't have to become an expert, because wouldn't be near an expert at Romania, but I know a few things. And also for a bit of fun with people, when I tell them that I'm from the north of Romania, from Transylvania, I tell people to show off a bit sometimes. Yeah, I'm totally related to that vampire Dracula. So that's another topic that doesn't get talked about often in adoption. And the third topic that is I've heard people talk about, which I've never really considered, is that adoptees always have to only share the positive things in their lives or talk about being grateful, which I think is very interesting. And I get that all the time when people ask me, you know, about being adopted, when they say to me, oh, so are you really grateful? So it's a really interesting perspective, and some people say that's a rude question. I personally don't have an issue with those questions. I mean, I've been asked all the questions in the book there. I've even been asked if I want to adopt when I'm older or have kids of my own. So I'm an open book. And in regards to me adopting ever or having kids, I think it's definitely something that I will explore later on at the right time in my life. And it's an option that's always on the table. So some important things that adoptees don't always talk about is what are their views on adoption in general as a whole, then the importance of identity, and then the idea of adoptees feeling to always have to be grateful for their adoption or only focusing on what's going well for them. Why I think what is I've seen really empowering from people is actually sharing the challenges they've overcome, and especially how have they overcome it. And what's been a personal story that was really moving to me was when I was in 2013 in the Romanian parliament. I met this young lady who was 24 years old, who had spent 10 years of her life in an orphanage. And it still stays with me to this day how she described that experience. Quoting her words, she said, "It was worse than the Nazi concentration camps." And I was really shocked hearing that, because I'd learned about, you know, World War II at high school and everything at that time. But when we further inquired, she shared with us every day they would wake us up with having ice cold showers by hosing us down like animals, assigning us with a number, giving us rotten bread to eat, and forcing the children to wear each other's used clothes. So that was really intense for me. And that young lady had definitely, you know, faced more challenges than most people will ever encounter in their entire lifetime. And as a result of that, she, for instance, looked like a 14-year-old child instead of a 24-year-old adult because of the lack of nutrition she had received, and also the physiological, so bodily and emotional development. But because she had grown up in a loving and caring family, she was such an open and kind person. But it was just, yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, that just stuck for me to this day, her story. And that story is something that I find really inspiring. People talking openly about the challenges they faced and what they did or the support they received to overcome it. And it was really kept realistic, but also it was just a shock of what she had faced. So that's the other topic in adoption. Now, what's a bit a more controversial topic is the idea of mental well-being for adoption, especially since in September in New Zealand, we had Mental Health Awareness Month, which I know in other countries, for instance, in the US, is in November. And adoptees, statistically speaking, I've heard, are twice as likely to be impacted by mental health illnesses than other people. And that they require specialist support because they have the sickness has a different pathology, a different way of affecting them, because other components of the adoption can play a critical role in that. So that's That's very interesting. I didn't know that. And I learned some of that when I was last year at ICA 6 in Montreal. And that what's also very, very hot topic still is the idea of orphanages in the style of Soviet styles or Romanian orphanages that some places still have, according to reports from people. And as again in ICA 6, they found that children that spend time, for instance, in a study by Harvard University of orphanages in Romania, they found that children that spend a significant time of the year of their lives in there, more than 2 years, they had their sleep levels were significantly affected because there was actually a chemical imbalance in their brain. And they found that. They measured it. So they actually found physical evidence that children ended up sleeping worse because of spending time in an orphanage, which then also will have had effects of their levels of health or levels of, you know, not, you know, being not tired. So that was really intense. And that, you know, leads on to the topic of how actually if somebody spends time in a, you know, traumatizing situation or environment, that can be passed on. Epigenetics, that's called, and that was explored there as well, and it's newly developed, but there have been studies from people that have, you know, survived events such as genocide, such as, you know, the Holocaust, where they found those of the survivors, the children, carried still some of those symptoms. So yeah, that's some very intense medical things that adoptees can be faced with as well. That doesn't always get talked about, and what's also very important with adoption is that when people meet their birth families, they have that idea, especially perpetuated by movies like Anastasia in Russia, you know, like the popular Disney movie, that it's just going to be a happy ending. It's not always the case. In my case, it wasn't necessarily a happy ending, it was just complicated. Or as you'd say, a complicated relationship. So I didn't end up building a strong bond, and I wasn't too upset about it. I couldn't care less, to be honest. But it was just, you know, meeting somebody that the woman that gave birth to me, that's all it was for me and will be at the moment. So that's in my case, and I've seen people that meet their birth family, the ones that deal with it the best I've found is the ones that go in it with either realistic or no expectations, and that are aware of all the either things that could go well or the challenges that they could encounter. So we really enjoy sharing it. I'm adopted. That's why we really focus on providing a diverse range of stories, be it from the good and the not so good experiences that people face. Because it's important to have the whole spectrum there of adoptees that share what's it like reconnecting with their country of birth and to the people that gave birth to them. Now, another very important topic is the idea of the media. And that's very important here because there are a lot of stories you hear from adoptees, and that includes myself, that have been on media who haven't been the best or the most professional when surprising people with their birth family. So I'm actually really proud of the work that our founder and director of I'm Adopted, Alex Gilbert, is doing through his own work and project called Reunited, that helps people to find their birth families, and they do it in a very professional and transparent manner. That gives people all the, you know, the required, that explains to them the steps, and people can always, you know, share in a confident manner with his entire team if they're feeling uncomfortable, and that they always have the best interest of the adoptee at heart, which is really important, because there has unfortunately been media out there that's only got alternative motives, such as the ratings and other things. So it's really great to see actually somebody it's great to see a friend of mine and somebody that's actually been the adoption journey, that knows what's it like to actually host a show that provides everyone a safe and transparent environment. And I can't wait to hear of the inspiring stories that will emerge from that. And I'm also really hoping that we might even get some stories from my home country, Romania, and maybe even my area, Transylvania. So that's going to be really exciting, and hearing all the first stories, and, you know, it always so exciting to hear, you know, the different, you know, stories that people have gone through. So it's, yeah, that's very important that this is covered. Yeah, so guys, thank you very much for listening, especially with the focus on the topics that adoptees, that's not talked about for adoption for adoptees. And so I appreciate everyone, wherever you might be around the world, be it in the morning or in the afternoon, for listening to podcast I'm Adopted. So yeah, appreciate everyone listening in. And if you haven't checked us out yet, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and all across our social channels. And myself on NZ Alex Cook on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening in again. And I look forward to sharing with you next week about the current state of adoptions globally.